This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you, Whole Foods Market. Oh, my.
Yeah. So delicious.
It's so they bring us every year they do this, but they did it special for Hooman's birthday today. Mm-hmm. Brought in the Thanksgiving dinner. You know what the best thing out there was the that, and I'm like a gelatin cranberry sauce person. Mm-hmm. But that orange cranberry conglomerate, that was tangy delight in every bite.
I didn't have any yet.
Oh, dude, you should go get it. It's so good.
I'll tell you, my favorite were the beans with the garlic on it.
What's in my mouth right now.
Good.
How is it?
Addictive.
Nice potatoes and
so
gravy.
Good.
Yeah, the gravy's excellent. I mean, listen, and of course, the turkey's delicious.
Know.
Yes, Bryn, we're all so hungry. You poor thing.
Sorry, Bryn.
Bryn, you want some? You want me to make you a plate, buddy?
Oh, well.
Well, where the heck are you?
Diamond's timing sucks.
Diamond.
We didn't tell you to stay home.
Yeah.
Nope. We're just letting you because it's the law and we can't stop you.
But don't worry, everyone. We've run a special line out to Bryn's house, so now he's back with us from time to time throughout the rest of his paternity leave. All right. This portion of the program is brought to you by Smart and Final.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I don't like that one.
It's your birthday.
Woo! And all them hoes.
Hoes.
Oh, yeah.
Let Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
Oh, this makes me sad and happy.
Sure.
Uh-oh. Oh, listen to that. Oh, yeah! Don't play that.
Me.
Get rid of that. Well, I want to know something interesting about penile adhesis.
but okay. Yeah. I thought you'd remember all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's when a male child is born without a penis.
Oh, God, that sucks.
That is awful.
It
occurs once in every 6 million male births.
Oh, that sucks. Mm.
A partner's condition is...
How they pee.
I gotta read about this.
Good job, Bryn.
Well, happy birthday. You gave him something to read about.
I would just like to. I didn't plan to add this, but this is a great time for me to add it.
All right.
So, Hooman loves his birthday.
Oh,
he throws
so much.
His own parties.
Yep.
He loves to. He plans games. He makes it a whole thing. He invites all of the people he's come in contact with currently, his current friends.
Mm-hmm.
Before they cycle over to the next group. Yeah. But anyway.
They get married.
Well, you know, whatever it is. However that goes, I'm not sure. But anyway, I just wanted to point, and I've set a timer. I've been saying happy birthday every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This is because he loves his birthday.
Yes.
Some of us don't really care.
Yeah.
And we actually say, you know what? Let's skip it this year for a reason, because we don't really care.
Right.
What about this guy?
Not you. No.
Thank you.
Not you. Me, though. Coming in April,
I'm like,
you know what? No, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't really.
My 50th, I was glad we did some stuff. But frankly, all the rest of it, I'm just not.
I'm going to pass.
I think 43 is an important year.
Oh, I agree.
Give the people what they want is my point. Let's give Hooman over the top crazy for those of us that say, no, thanks. Skip.
We got Whole Foods. So.
Let's skip. Oh, my God. It is so good, too, by the way.
Yeah. Did you go try the.
The green bean. Well, yes, I have. And that's excellent, too. This is so good.
Yep.
It really is the best possible Thanksgiving you could hope for.
Thank you, Whole Foods Market.
You know what I've eaten?
Like, I actually need a nap right now.
You know what I can't
turkey.
Get enough of? The
what?
Thing that's my favorite is the stuffing.
Oh,
which
I love stuffing.
Which it really
stuffing.
Is not, I mean, that's
well, they
not
call it
diet
stuffing
food,
for a reason.
Right? It's not the thing. Yeah. But, you know, I'll go surfing later.
Well, happy birthday, Hooman.
Thanks, guys. And thanks for that montage.
Get everything you need with real savings at Smart and Final, your Thanksgiving holiday headquarters. All right, let's begin the celebrity trash with The Room, the disaster artist. That is...
I'm seeing that tonight with...
I am so jealous.
Bryn Nguyen.
Brynwen. Oh. And Bryn. So it's getting great reviews.
Oh, I'm excited.
The title here is James Franco Wows with Love Letter to an Awful Movie. And this is... so it gave me more information about the actual movie, The Room. Now listen, most people have not... Maybe haven't even heard of The Room, let alone seen The Room. This is a movie that came out in 2003 and became known as the Citizen Kane of bad movies. Like, this guy spent millions of dollars that no one even really knows where he came up with them. They also don't know how old he is or where he's really from, although Poland is the popular guess. This guy's name is Tommy Wiseau. He wrote, directed, and starred in this movie. Horrible movie, but so great you can't look away. We've had screening parties for it. It's freaking, it's insane, this movie, The Room. So, yeah. That's a total running joke at my house. Every time you walk into a room, someone's there, you go, oh, hi, Mark. Because that's, it's just so dumb that it's totally genius.
The other thing about the film is when you watch it a few times, the lips aren't moving and words are happening often, or the sync is completely off.
Oh, it's delightful. There's a sex scene in the beginning.
That's so long. It's so long.
And there's some butt clenches, of gratuitous butt clenching in it that just makes you roll on the floor laughing. And then there's another sex scene, like, I don't know, 45 minutes later in the film, and it's the same sex scene. Like, he just took the one sex scene and put it in again later in the movie.
Is the butt clenching to signify...
Yes.
That moment?
Oh.
No, not the moment. Just the motion. Like, he's on top of her. By the way, oh my God, there's just so much with this movie.
What do you think of the mother-in-law?
She's the best.
She's the best actress
what
in the
is?
Show.
She's fantastic. Well, the test came back. I have breast cancer.
I know. That was the worst
hear
line.
Anything about it again in the entire movie.
Oh, Mom, I don't know if I love this guy anymore.
Yeah, they cure lots of people from that. I don't know if I'm going to stay with Johnny or not. Oh, my God.
For those of you
genius.
Out there right now who are listening to them froth over this movie, I'm with you. I've never seen it. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, it's time to change that.
The idea. I have some idea because they've talked about it before, but I have...
We're trying to help you.
I understand. Yes. When you say it's the best, worst movie in the world, my instant reaction is, no, thanks. I don't have time to see bad movies, especially the best bad movie.
It's
cool.
A cult classic.
All right.
It's so bad that at one point we had a screening party for this movie and there must have been, I don't know, 20 of us sitting in the living room looking at the TV. And at one point I looked around and everyone's mouth is open. Everyone's just like, oh, is this? And then the more you watch it, the more you just love it. You just love it. So one of the guys that worked on it was, I guess, the main dude's really close friend. His name is Greg Cisnero. And he wrote a book about the experience of, because he's known this Tommy Wiseau who came up with the movie all these years. And they came, I guess they started right here in San Francisco. They went to like film school here in San Francisco.
Yeah, all the shots of the city are not good either.
Oh, they filmed it here.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're
not
good?
No, they filmed it in LA, but it's set here.
It's like these like stock stills.
What everyone
uses. Really?
Yeah. Oh, bummer.
Throughout the whole film.
But they do some stuff in Golden Gate Park, so they did shoot some of it in the city, but a lot of it is green screened. So anyway, this guy, Greg Cisnero, writes a book called The Disaster Artist. And that is the book. So I guess Seth Rogen and James Franco were already fans of the movie. And then they read this book and they're like, this needs to be its own movie. So it's about a movie within a movie. And it's getting rave reviews. So at my house, we loved it so much that we wound up just buying the DVD so that you can... so that we can watch it anytime we want. And there's all kinds of extras on it.
This guy is going to get his money back because
He has. He tours this movie. He'll go and do special screenings where he does like question and answer afterward. And he's turned it now into like, yeah, no, that was my intention was for it to be a black comedy.
But so you say for sure, though, he's made his money back.
Oh, I would think so. I mean, he's making, you know, every time anybody buys a DVD or goes, they still have screenings for this all the time. It's almost like Rocky Horror Picture Show or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's coming out. When you're seeing it tonight, but when is it actually being released in theaters?
For the rest of you fine folks, December 1st.
Repeat the name of the movie. People are asking.
The Disaster Artist is the new movie being made by, it's about this, but the movie itself is called The Room. Not Room, because there was a movie two or 3 years ago called Room. This one is called The Room. It came out in 2003, and Tommy Wiseau is the mastermind behind it. Oh, there it is, December 8th. I'll be interested to hear, Hooman, if you feel that people need to have seen the horrible movie The Room to enjoy The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, I've been debating that in my mind.
Well, you'll know. You'll know tonight.
Yeah. I wonder, because often you don't have to read a book to see the film.
Right.
You think it's the same?
I really don't know. All I know is that if you Google the 8 biggest mistakes in The Room, you get the whole gist of the movie in, you know, whatever it is, a 6-minute video clip. And then you watch that and you go, oh, I have to see this movie. It's so awful.
It's so yeah, I don't. You just did it again.
It's
so awful makes me say I do not have time to sit down for awful.
So awfully wonderful. Paper Magazine.
Kim Kardashian.
Right. It's funny you bring that up because that's the last time we heard of them. They do an issue, you know, every
monthly
month, I assume. Oh, well, maybe not. This says winter 2017. So they're, ever since they put out that picture, if you recall, this was, I think, 2014.
Is it the champagne on the butt or the full standing nude?
It's the champagne
full frontal
on the butt.
Nude.
Yeah. It was her. She's, it's Kim Kardashian. She's got her butt stuck out. She's got like a champagne glass on her ass, on like the top of her butt, and she's shooting champagne up over her head into the glass.
And that itself is a remake from something a long time ago,
right? But they said that was the, you know, that was when Break the Internet started, expression. So now they are always trying to find ways to, Paper Magazine is trying to find ways to recapture that and break the internet. And here's their latest attempt.
Let's see.
It's called Ménage à Toi. It's Nicki Minaj on the cover. It's 3 different shots of her doing stuff to herself. Like, as in, there's 3 of her in this one picture.
Mm-hmm.
She's seated on her chair with her legs open and pasties on. And then there's her kneeling at her own knee with her tongue out, and then there's her coming over the top touching her boobs. So it's her doing her. Is that going to break the internet, Vincent?
Well, I happen to be a Nicki Minaj fan of her looks anyway. I don't have any of her music. No, it won't.
Yeah.
Super pornographic, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, very risky.
I mean, she is about to kiss Australia.
Mm-hmm. She's right in there on herself.
Right.
You
now, maybe this will help. Because I can't imagine if you had shown me the pic. Let me word it this way. If you'd said, here's a picture of Kim Kardashian with this wine bottle or the champagne, will this break the internet? My answer would be, no.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And yet it did.
So
maybe this
just
will.
To be clear, this may be missing me as well.
All right. I'm going to bust into this story now. You can see Paper Magazine's Nicki Minaj à Toi. It's creative. This story is, look, it's out of the Daily Mail. They're a tabloid. It's about Matthew Perry and his non-recovery from his pill addiction. There's a porn star.
Are they saying he's relapsing right now?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
She looks pretty effing beat, I gotta say. I'll hand you her picture in just a second. Her name's Maddie O'Reilly. She's 27. Going on 57. And she believes that Matthew Perry has relapsed. She says that they were, she calls him a former lover.
Hmm.
So she, I don't know if she dated is the right word, but they saw each other. And I guess that he asked her to get him some pills. Here's a shot of her. She's looking like she needs a little something under the eyes.
I don't know her.
Her name is Maddie O'Reilly, and she told the Daily Mail that Matthew Perry contacted her about 2 weeks ago asking if she knew anyone who could help him purchase some pills. Here he is appearing puffy and bloated. The other day ago, he doesn't look great. She said, I was a little offended and annoyed. People often assume because of what I do for a living, she's a porn star, that I would have access to pills. And basically, she said, you know, I'll make some calls for you, but I'm a porn star, not a drug dealer. To which Matthew Perry said, I wasn't trying to turn you into one. I'm just wondering if you knew someone. Really, did not mean to offend. Mm-hmm. So
no, he probably didn't mean to offend.
No.
He's
He's like, she's a porn star. She must know someone.
He's famous for being a junkie and is trying to get. He's trying to cop. He's trying to score. So it can't be easy. Yeah. Everyone who knows him knows he's a junkie.
He was asking for Vicodin, Roxycodone. I've never even heard of Roxycodone. I'm behind the times. And OxyContin. Those are the three that she said, okay, well, I'm a porn star, not a drug dealer. But what do you want in case I can get it for you? And then she has screenshots of tons of text message exchanges that they had so that she can back up her story.
So she's coming out now for his safety sake?
Yes.
She wasn't paid. She just wanted to do the right thing and get him the help he needs.
Who knows?
No, he looks awful.
Yeah.
He looks absolutely...
His hair is... He's a mess in these pictures. Anyway, the story goes on.
Boy, his neck just is gone.
Yes.
He has no neck.
It's melted into his...
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or chin, I mean. His chin's gone. Whatever.
His chin has disappeared into his
jawline is gone, too.
Well, he's in his 50s now. You know, you get older, but... But yeah, it doesn't look like he's even... And he looks like he's jonesing, frankly. So anyway, this neck, yes.
He looks like he's in a wind tunnel with that hair, too.
No, the hair is just horrendous. So there's a lot more to it. If you want to look it up, you can read all the text message exchanges that she alleges are from Matthew Perry.
The sad thing is he's someone who has had sober times. If you've read his stories about some of the Friends days, he doesn't even remember... some of the episodes when he talks about it because he was so...
addicted to pills.
And he also, I think, and... Oh, I hear
it's
it.
It's the
Friends.
Theme, so you can turn it up.
I think he has a rehab.
Oh, for sure. He went to rehab for... Oh, he has his
I
own
think
rehab?
He has, like, a... I want to say he started a program or something. I'll look it up because I
you
could
don't have
be
to.
Wrong.
These guys all have fingers. They
all
can
right.
research it. But yeah, I mean, he's first. I don't recall that. Like the person I think of that has their own rehab is who's the guitar player? Layla.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, he's got his
like
own rehab.
One in Arizona,
Promises
huh?
or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I had my dad's girlfriend used to. I don't know if she still does. Works over there.
Really?
Yeah, at the program.
But it's insidious, you know, these addictions.
It seems like Ringo Starr had one also.
Oh, had his own rehab?
Well, after you get sober, you really
want to help.
Yeah.
He sold his, Matthew Perry, this is from 2015, Matthew Perry sold his addiction recovery facility.
Oh,
so he did
so
have
someone
one.
He operated
else took
a
it over.
Sober living facility.
Oh, that's, you know, that's great.
Oh, it was called the Perry House, Vinny.
Oh, so there you have it. The problem with these pills is that for a lot of people, they're just normal people living their lives and they have some kind of painful injury or recovery from something. And then they emerge on the other side of that as a pill addict and wind up. I mean, he's a rich dude, so he can afford to go through channels or whatever he's got to do to get these, you know, sort of clean drugs through. They would be prescription if he had one of those through drug companies. But a lot of people wind up on heroin.
Yeah.
Cheaper, yeah.
Yes.
That's part of the huge problem that we have in the country at this moment. People who are just living their lives and have an injury and wind up with a heroin addiction.
And you find yourself 10 years later, your life is completely nuked, just kerplooey, and you're living in a park.
Hoping to score.
Right.
So, terribly sad news out of the Matthew Perry camp. And who knows where that'll wind up, or even if it's true. I mean, this is, you know.
He doesn't look great.
He doesn't. But it is from a porn star who also doesn't look great. Yikes. But those chicks always look pretty
neat. I feel like he's, I don't know if that Odd Couples show is still on or that got canceled.
Oh, I thought that got canceled.
See, it's just like everything he puts his hands on gets canceled.
Yeah. He never did have another hit.
Yeah.
To have had the kind of hit they did. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Why would you ever work again?
Well, you can't recapture that. No. I think your actual... That was the lightning in a bottle. You never get to repeat. You're best being just a bit player on something else and being happy about it. Some place to go every day.
Right. Yeah. It's nice to have some work to do. Mm-hmm. I say buy an island and fix it up with your friends.
Really?
Money. Sure.
But then you get bored and back on the...
Build something else.
Drugs.
You build the Winchester Mystery House out there, for God's sake. Forget boredom. Build something. Anyway, that's the latest may or may not be true about Matthew Perry. What's coming up in the news?
I never got to a few stories from earlier, including the escaped psychiatric patient.
Oh, yeah.
And five things employees want from their work, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Maren Morris, and she's one of the stars of our sold-out Alice in Winterland. Coming up at 9 o'clock and throughout the day, we have tickets for sold-out Alice in Winterland, along with a turkey dinner for eight from Whole Foods Market. It's a pretty good prize. We like to call tickets and turkeys, and we do it every year. It's such an awesome prize.
I know.
We just totally pigged out on the... They bring us Thanksgiving dinner. It's become a real tradition here. I'd be super bummed if it didn't happen. So Whole Foods Market brought us a whole turkey dinner this morning, and we're all feeling pretty much ready for a nap at this point. It happens. What is it? The tryptophan? Tryptophan?
You say it, Hooman. Tryptophan.
Tryptopocalopolis.
You say it.
But it was
tryptophan? Is it?
Tryptophan.
Is that what it is?
I think that is it. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
A Hooman's phone.
Okay. Sovereign Health is bringing us this next portion of the program, and it's Hooman's birthday. That is...
Thank you.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, set your alarm, Vinny, every 5 minutes.
You get at least two this break, if not three.
He loves it. Happy birthday to Hooman. Hooman is 43 today.
Yay, Hooman!
And thanks to Whole Foods Market again for the cake that they brought. Delicious.
Oh, did you like the shirt, Hooman?
Love the shirt.
We
yes.
got it. Well, I shouldn't say we because Yuzi got it for him. Anime and chill.
Yeah, like
as,
Netflix
as opposed
and
to
chill.
Netflix and chill.
Anime and chill, baby.
Anime and chill.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Happy birthday.
Start.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Go for it. Bay Club is great.
I love the Bay Club.
Yep. Happy.
Okay, so I keep seeing these little updates on this story. They have not caught this guy yet, though, right? This is the man, the escaped patient from Hawaii?
As far as I know, I haven't seen anything on the news.
Randall Sato was found not guilty of a 1979 murder by reason of insanity. He has escaped from a Hawaii state hospital. He walked out on Sunday, climbed into a waiting taxi, and boarded a charter flight before the state health department even had a chance to alert authorities about his absence.
So he chartered a flight from somewhere inside that prison?
He was able to get to Maui and then from there to San Jose.
They didn't even stop him in Maui?
I don't even understand how this guy has ID or money.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
I honestly do not get this, but
see,
they
someone
say
helping him on the outside.
Exactly, I was going to say outside help.
The prosecutor who put him away says this guy fits the profile of a serial killer and has escaped a hospital, and it's a very serious situation. They say he has family here in the Bay Area, but you wouldn't think if he wanted to get away that he would go where family lives. That's the first.
Unless he wanted to kill the family.
Oh.
So how long do they think he's been here?
Honolulu police say this guy is 59. He arrived here in San Jose at 7:30 on Sunday night. So
and how
three full days?
Is it that he even... Okay, so
two
maybe the
days.
Charter makes it to Maui and he's able to get on a flight. But how are they not alerted to his arrival in San Jose?
They say it's unknown whether he remained in the Bay Area. Right now, all they've got is he was last seen in a red jacket, pants, and a buttoned Hawaiian shirt. Mm. They say this guy is a very dangerous individual. I'll leave it at that.
Right.
They call him a violent psychopath, and they describe the one of his crimes, which is ugly. So, leave it at that.
And was he...
He's tried to get out too, by the way, and they've kept him there.
Right, as in no, sorry,
right,
you're not okay.
But I guess he has some day pass privileges, and maybe that's how he was able to pull this off. But again, 59-year-old Randall Sato is on the lam from a psych hospital in Hawaii.
How do you get a day pass?
Yeah, when you're a psycho.
Well, didn't they start giving those things to not Dahmer? Who's the guy who shot Reagan?
Oh,
Hinckley.
Hinckley.
John Hinckley.
Yeah. Hinckley was getting day passes to go visit his family all the time. Mm-hmm. And he's out now.
Yeah.
That's a dude who's free. So.
Is he really?
Yeah. Look it up.
How horrifying for Jodie Foster.
Right. I'm trying to. What was his first name? I can't remember.
John Hinckley.
John Hinckley.
Oh,
you had it.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking Jeff, but it's John.
I'm wondering if he's actually still alive or.
Oh, yeah, he's alive. This was in the news not that long ago.
Yeah, you're right, I remember him being out, but for some reason I thought he was dead, but he's still alive.
And it's really not about even, like you say, Jodie Foster. Very true. He was trying to commit a crime to impress her or something like that to get her attention. What about Brady? He's the dude whose life has never been the same.
Right.
He's the guy who got shot and has brain damage and can't function normally and hasn't since that day. And this dude's out.
But guns, we got to keep them.
Five things employees want from their company. You tell me.
Okay.
A study called The State of Employee Engagement.
All right.
It's been going on since 2013. Over 50,000 people from 150 countries have answered questions about their job.
And this is what they want. These are the five things.
Five things managers might want to keep in mind if they want their employees to be happy. Number one, recognition. 63%
It does feel good when you get a pat on the back.
Employees
Absolutely.
Don't think they get enough praise.
Right.
Feedback. A third of employees don't feel like they get regular feedback from their boss. 31% wish their boss would communicate one-on-one more. Yeah. Happy birthday, Hooman!
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Thanks, guys!
Happy birthday to Kathy, my friend Kathy, Sean, who's somebody's husband. It's his 50th. And there were so many other birthdays today that people were texting.
This is a great day for birthdays.
Yeah,
happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating.
Happy birthday, happy hump day.
Times have changed considerably because I do think many employers feel like we say thank you every time your check cashes. I mean, we pay you. You come in, you work, you get money.
It's nice to be, you know.
Oh, I agree.
Sure.
I'm just saying, I think there's this new school is... You know, people have to sort of get with that program.
But feedback one-on-one, I don't need it. I think it's overrated. Like, I can see if you never got it and no one was ever telling you all the things that you did wrong and right, that, you know, you might actually long for that. But, you know, no, it's okay.
Oh, I would bet our boss is taking one look at the texts we get daily and goes, you get enough BS.
You get enough feedback. Thanks for your feedback,
That's
trolls.
Your daily life. Have fun with that. I'll leave
Seems
that.
Seems like they're doing my job for
right.
me.
Right. I'll leave that to your audience. And they like you.
Right. You think?
Work-life balance. 23% of people say they often feel drained when they leave work. 60% have noticed their job taking a toll on their personal life. I've said this to you a bunch of times. The Silicon Valley, I know people are like, man, all their money is ruined in the Bay Area. Nobody can afford a home. Those people do work nonstop, though. They do not have lives, and I live with one. She takes meetings. She's got an earbud in her ear while she's having dinner with the family.
That's unacceptable.
But that's how that works.
How do you feel about that, Sarah?
She also...
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't like it.
A lot of people...
I don't like it.
You're setting Brim up for audio now, huh? They also travel a ton. Like, not close.
Right.
She should go in the other room, do her call, and then come back.
Oh, no. That's not what they should probably do is allow people a few minutes to have a little work-life, you know, balance.
So you guys are all sitting at the table.
When they're not at work, not be working.
Right.
So you guys are all sitting at the table. Thanks.
And we were talking about this the other day, too. This is why some women are finding themselves, they have to freeze their eggs because they don't have any time for a personal life right now as they're trying to work their way up the ladder. Right. Anyway, work-life balance is number three. Company alignment. A third of employees don't think their company's core values align with their own.
Oh. And we're looking for that.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Sure.
What about benefits, Vinny?
Yeah, I would think, like, you know, the five things they want is, you know, more time off. That's all five of the things.
The last thing on the list was growth.
Yeah.
Over 50% of people don't feel like they have clear opportunities for promotions or ways to learn new job skills.
No. It's true. It can be so boring to be stuck. Mm.
Bennies are not on the list.
Interesting.
Mm. There you go. Iowa has a new signature food.
Oh, is that so? Iowa. It's not corn, huh?
That's what I thought. I was
corn
thinking
corn.
Corn
is the one. They can say they have a new signature food, but corn seems to be...
Nebraska's a big corn state, mm-hmm. too, so maybe they feel like they're ready to give Nebraska the corn exclusively.
Are they taking soy?
They're going to go with the grilled cheese sandwich that uses Pop-Tarts as bread.
Ugh.
You into it?
No. Not even a little bit. Mm. And I love food. I'm very full right now, though.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Mm. But I'm not a Pop-Tart fan to begin with.
I grew up on the Pop-Tart Big Gulp. I would go to the bus would let us out first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. We'd get a Big Gulp, Pop-Tarts. We'd mow our breakfast mm-hmm. and then go surfing. Mm-hmm. That was regular.
It's amazing you don't have diabetes.
Well, you know, you're a kid. I would go out and, you know, exercise at that point for the next 3 hours.
Burn it all up.
Yeah. So, oh boy.
No, you have plenty of time.
No, I have 40 seconds. Don't tell me.
Right. It's the big happy birthday.
Get it ready.
Show.
We're getting it ready. Right. Don't you worry.
Get it ready, Brandon.
Oh, here's one.
The happy birthday to you thing.
You're not listening. Stop playing with the kid.
Playing with a kid.
Bryn is back, sort of. He's at his house, but we ran a line.
He's back for Hooman's birthday. Mm-hmm.
What are the chances that you'll die in heaven? And by that, I mean...
Die in heaven?
While doing it with your partner.
It's like zero.
No, I'm going to say one in a million.
They say, a new study found, that only about... Happy birthday!
Happy timing! Thank you!
This topic is so good. Everyone, he's 43... Oh, I'm singing. Oh, stop. All right.
Okay, so what are the chances that you'll die in heaven?
We hear this all the time, or you see it in movies anyway.
Right. The dude has a heart attack.
The guy that dies while doing it. According to a new study, don't be fooled by movies and TV scenes through the years where the character dies while doing it with the hot young lady.
Yeah.
There's almost no chance that this can happen. They say it's less than 1%.
Oh.
There's no chance. You said it. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way.
Because
if I'm not feeling good, I'm not going there anyway. And I'm going to assume that right before I kick the bucket, I'm not going to be feeling that good. I'm just, you know, assuming.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 1%, less than 1%.
Yeah.
That you'll be lucky enough to go out while doing it.
Yeah. You'd consider that to be lucky? Like, you'd be psyched if, like, I came in here, I was like, I got sad news, everyone. Vinny was boning Christina and he died.
There are people that say, he went out doing what he loves, you know, and that's like, okay, I would love to not die from shark attack.
Right. That's not okay.
I'm not going to.
Or anything bad. I mean, that's not the only bad thing that can happen while you're surfing. I worry about you in the surfing all the time.
But doing it with your partner, the person you love, they're in bed.
Yeah, how nice for you. How horrible for them. You just croaked. And she's got to now deal with you on top of her. All kinds of stuff happens when you
die, too.
I'm
not that fat, Sarah.
It's not about that, Vinny. Everything lets go.
What are you talking
about?
That's
true.
You know exactly what I'm talking
about.
That's why they call it poop in the bed, Vin.
Look at the chick in Game of Thrones, that old lady whose whole family got killed. Remember what she used to look like when she was young?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about letting go.
Wait, that wasn't at all what I was talking about. But, you know, yes, you do get ugly when you're old.
How did that just happen?
He just hears what he wants to hear. It's his birthday. Give it to him.
I'm sort of pained.
Just saying that if you were to die on top of me,
what would happen?
Lucky you died. I'm the one who has to know every time I lay down, I remember you croaking on top of me, et cetera.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Or that you just loved me. In my final
right up
moment,
until you died.
Right in my final moment,
you pissed me off in your final moment, literally.
I was thinking that it happens
all of it.
You guys don't know. You act like you know. You don't
know.
Why do you know?
She knows stuff.
Why do you know?
Because I've had a lot of people that have died on me.
Yeah,
not on me.
Oh Jesus, Husey!
I don't
She's
mean
the
on
1%.
Me.
She's the 1%.
But that's what
she'll
happened.
F you to death, everyone.
A lot too. She's not one person, but a lot of
she's
them.
She's had a lot of. She I've has more lot, death probably than any of us.
You might think you may not have pissed her off, and then you guys are doing it, and you're dead.
No.
Our tax number is 804.
Oh, boy.
Too much? Play it, Bryn.
Oh, you're sounding very crackly.
That was weird.
Bryn.
Do it again.
Bryn. Ooh, it does sound crackly. Horrible.
It's a hurt.
What'd you do? What'd you touch?
Yeah, don't talk anymore until you figure that out.
You getting weather over there?
Oh, maybe he is. I thought we had a direct...
Yeah, well, I don't know what could be affecting what the yeah. That's really weird.
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah, so again, you're crackling.
510, the Friends cast still get $20 million a year per cast member.
For the syndication stuff. They're never going to hurt.
It looks like Matthew Perry's hurting.
Well, sure. I mean, they're never going to hurt for money, I think is what I should have said.
You can never get another hit show. Signed Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Ed O'Neill. No, you can, but it's not. You're not going to get the Friends kind of hit again. And actually, Ed O'Neill's one of those dudes. He was smart. He jumped on that
Modern Family Ensemble.
Whatever that is. Yeah, it's not his show. He's not the main guy.
And now an ensemble.
He's had another. What is that? 10 years going now?
Sure. Mm-hmm. But Julia, she had Seinfeld New Adventures of Old Christine.
And that did pretty well.
It did for about 5 years. And then she's on Veep now, which is people rave about it.
Huge show for her.
And she's not hurting for money. What money does she have?
She's like the Revlon for or some crazy
like a book company.
I thought
it was a booze.
I don't remember what it is, but her family's worth like $1 billion. Yeah. Like she was never going to hurt, and so of course she's the one who has all the money. But even like George from that show, Jason Alexander, he's tried five different times, nothing catches. Nope.
It's too bad too. I actually like that guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
The George character is one of my all time.
Just
so
great.
Stupid. I don't know why I always think of him with the loaf of bread on the fish hook. I don't even know what the heck that
babka,
was all.
What is
that all about? But everything
is that
guy does is
it was the multicolored rye. I can't remember the name.
And that lady's parents. They called his bluff, and he drives all the way out there to show him his vacation home.
Susan,
and there's nothing there. He keeps going. Well, we should turn around. No, we're good. Let's go.
So Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a great-great-granddaughter of Leopold Louis-Dreyfus, who founded the Louis-Dreyfus Group, a French commodities and shipping conglomerate.
Oh. So they're magnates. Yes. Magnates.
Right.
Nates.
What?
Shipping magnates. I don't know how you say that word.
Happy birthday, Hooman!
Yeah, happy birthday, Hooman.
Right.
Happy birthday.
Play.
No, he's not going to play it again because his audio is all crackly. We'll take a quick break. We have tickets and turkeys coming up right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.